Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th in Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
High oxyacetylene gas and fire. It's Torch Tuesday. And so they're gonna burn some stuff.
Torch Tuesday.
And they're gonna cut through some iron is what they're gonna do. Shindaddy has set up welding booths inside there, and so they're gonna loop today, and they're teaching the kids how to run a torch, how to really run a torch, how to weld, and also how to at high temperatures how to cut through metal. And so there'll be welding booths set up, and this is all torch though. This is all gas, and so it's not the electric welding that they'll be doing. So.
Torch Tuesday. Oh, a lot to process so loop, right now.
They got eight of them set up. So they come in and they have
eight what now? Booths?
Booths set up like that. Yes. Yeah. You have to wear protective gear, protective headgear, I guess at that you're in there. And they're gonna show you how to run a torch.
If you want to.
If that's mandatory. Every kid's
and no. What if I walked in the bank?
This
oh, you're getting a torch then.
This is just middle school and high school.
Okay.
K through six is out. Okay. K-6 is out. You'll be up there. So yeah, they're gonna cut through some stuff.
Is this a public service?
It's a public service because you never know. And all of a sudden, when you get out there on the farm, sometimes and you're out there like that. Well, what do we do now? Real easy. Let's cut that. I got a torch. We can cut that. And you know how to do it because Shindaddy will be teaching the class. And it's safety first. There's going to be a lot of bright lights out there.
Wait a second.
Glow.
Go ahead, Jake.
Good question from Mike. Says, yes. Is there concern about cutting into the vault after this possibly?
They could do that. They could teach you how to get into the vault.
Imagine if all of a sudden
Shindaddy loses the keys or forgets the combination in the morning. They got to get in there and they could have someone come in and cut through the vault.
The public doesn't have to participate is what you're... Let's make that clear.
But they have a guest booth for that. Okay. So if you want to, and it'd be embarrassing if you didn't.
It wouldn't.
If you turned it down,
no, it wouldn't be.
Imagine coming. Like,
Bill, that would not be embarrassing.
Too good imagine, for Torch Tuesday.
Don't say that. Imagine, not too good. Just too busy.
Imagine coming out and Trixie's like, "Why were you in there so long?" Well, I had to run an oxyacetylene torch for I had to cut through some metal. Why are you covered in all kinds of hot metals?
Well, why aren't you?
Torch Tuesday.
Torch Tuesday.
I don't know. It's Torch Tuesday.
And I was in there. I got our traveler's checks. Remember those traveler's checks? There was a big deal. You'd go get traveler's checks. If you lost them, they were still, it wasn't okay. We're still good here. You could report them lost.
You don't have problems.
Get some traveler's checks.
Should be a...
You go on vacation, you get travel.
Show's
checks.
Been a little. I really appreciate better times.
Yes. Morgana,
Andy Kim, and now traveler's checks. Let's just spend the day in better times.
Better times. It's all better times.
Try to do that.
Anyway.
Thank you for Shindaddy. Sponsoring Hour 2. Torch Tuesday at Midwest
Thanks to
Bank.
Shindy.
464-5685. Call or text as always. We didn't play much in the first segment from Matt Rhule about TJ Lateef being the starting quarterback.
Let's hit on that.
Going forward. Now, three games to play in Nebraska. Is still having rough times in November. 1-8 under Matt Rhule in November, and that's what is it 5-20 now since 2019?
Yeah, it is. I double checked that yesterday.
5-20.
That was the COVID year was included in that, and they played November. They played November, then December was still regular season.
Yes.
But yeah, November. So it's kind of janky. But yeah, 5-20 is the record.
And so they have to overcome adversity without their starting quarterback, but still a fan base that is sick of losing in November. And so it's important to still win these football games without making excuses.
I know. It's kind of tricky. It's kind of a tricky conversation, right?
It is.
The one thing about this, too, for Nebraska fans, I think I sent it to, because someone sent it to me, and I sent it to you two guys yesterday, that the negativity is very national. I sent you, who was that? Was that Barstool?
Yes, it was Barstool. Yeah, it was Portnoy. Portnoy.
Oh, what did Portnoy say?
He talked about it yesterday. I mean, it was just, he was pretty elaborate on his conversation about Nebraska. It was a rough conversation.
He compared the skid to ranked opponents to DiMaggio's hit streak, basically.
So 29 straight losses to ranked opponents.
Yeah.
So it just happened, like I said, someone had seen this and sent it to me, so I forwarded it to you guys. So the reason I guess I brought it up was it's not just Jake.
No, there's a lot of people.
It's kind of a national story.
Is that the crux of your? We don't need to revisit this too much, but is it the 29 straight losses?
That's the problem. Yeah, it's not all Matt Rule. That's Mike Riley. Scott Frost. That's collective
fans, coaches.
But Nebraska fans don't forget. Like, even though you weren't a part of the Matt Rule, people don't forget the span of time that's been so painful and just frustrating and obnoxious, really.
Yeah, and then so November, what it means, I mean, your coach just got an extension.
Right.
The buyout is $71.55 million. And so what fans are looking for is progress. They're 6-3 right now. And if you want to win 8, right, for sure, to show progress, to show discernible progress. So you got,
I know it's tough to get to win all 3, but – going into it, everyone was 9. That was a quarterback situation. I get that. But also, you didn't think the Minnesota game would have happened, which was a setback to a team that that you sure would like to play
again. That was
again.
The only really bad setback this year, right?
Yes, because, you go back to schedule. It was set up pretty good. To have, like I said, they had a tough opener with Cincinnati. that obviously counted. But, no, schedule-wise, I thought we felt it was set up for 9.
Well... Maybe. I mean, here's the thing. And I don't want to indict Matt Rule for something that hasn't happened. If he wins 3, that's 9.
Yeah,
equals 9.
Equals
and that
9.
Bowl could equal 10.
And 3 in a row in November, which would be a great start.
Absolutely.
So you have opportunities all over the place. And it's not, you're not going into a heater now. They say, we got to go to UCLA. Nope. Got to go to Penn State. Nope. They're playing. One team hasn't won a game in the conference.
0-5.
0-5.
So should there be more confidence in the fan base?
There should be a lot more confidence. Absolutely.
What's your perception, Jake?
Well, I think so. I mean, that's why you're curious how this looks with Latif on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Because you're upset with the fact you had a chance to beat a ranked team. You didn't do it. A team that struggles on the road and in cold weather in USC comes to town. Didn't look great in the game. Defense was good, but it was an opportunity. That's why there's frustration, but... Like you said, if Nebraska, these next 3 games, wins all 3, okay, that's a big deal. They went 2-3, still a big deal.
Pretty good.
You go 0-3, that's a bad big deal.
So let's just see. But fans are rightfully looking for progress.
Yes, and there's still
year 3.
Yes, and winning games in November, especially with the backup quarterback, would be huge in that conversation. Here is Matt Rule yesterday on preparing TJ Latif for the scene as being a starting quarterback.
Well, I think he did. He's really smart, so he was always on time, always knows the progressions, always knows the checks, so you can trust him in those things. He's got amazing arm talent. He can spin it, and he can run. He can move. So I think when you're playing.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Young players. Pat Stewart had mentioned this to me like a couple weeks ago, just in the NFL. One of the guys he was with the Patriots with had said, if you want to draft a quarterback and play him young, he better be able to run because the game goes fast and you have to move. Even in the game the other day, you saw TJ was able to run some zone read RPO plays. The guy wasn't open. He was able to run. He was able to run on some plays. And so I think he was able to just kind of bring a little bit of all that to light. And so, this week to me is not about TJ, at least my message to our guys. It's about everyone else making this where every single person has to do their job at such a high level that TJ can just do his job and not try to do anything more. But TJ can do his job. He's an excellent player, and I think everyone's going to see him play really, really well.
That's a good message. That's a good message to the team. It doesn't have to be all about Latif. Everybody step up a little bit and take some pressure off of him. That makes sense.
Well, if you were bringing in a quarterback that at the same scenario, true freshman that was a true pocket passer,
okay,
it'd be way harder to pull this off. But because he has the ability to make plays with his feet, mm-hmm. you have a great chance for success. If you were bringing someone in and all of a sudden, like, hey, listen, he doesn't have any, the game isn't really with his feet. He's a pocket passer. And now he's going to go into this game as a true, means I got to have all these different skill sets. Right. I don't have the ability to take off. The ability to take off and to have planned runs in your repertoire like that, that gives you a very good chance. So that's a positive
it is
for Nebraska. Big positive.
The thing you watch is just down to down management.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be times where he flashes and it looks really good. The thing you wonder about, how does he react when it gets really rough? Because it will get rough, right?
There'll be a moment. There's going to be, to say there won't, that man, he never had a rough moment the whole game. Everything was perfect.
No.
Now, and then it's the, what happens then, it falls, because you can, if you're down, say it's second half and you're down 10, middle of the third quarter, it's like, doesn't matter. Just play the game exactly.
Does he know that?
Play it like it's 0-0. You call the game like it's 0-0. If it ever happens, it's like, we need to kind of move a little quicker here. We need to get a little more, ball's got to go down the field a little bit more. He can throw it down the field, but that if the game becomes where it's like, hey, they've got to throw the ball. Nebraska has to pass it a lot in these last quarter to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's harder because then it takes out his legs. It takes out his ability to scramble, still there, but it takes out some of the run game and the different things that he's able to call. The tighter this game is, the better. Unless Nebraska being way ahead, obviously, is a great thing. But if it's a tight game, that's a better situation.
It adds definitely a wrinkle to the game, and it's sort of interesting, you know?
Well, so, and to further to Bill's point in terms of being mobile, I mean, you've got a beat-up offensive line right now. You've got Gatula's out, right?
Pritchett. Mm-hmm. Gatula's out for the year.
Pritchett's going to play, but he's not fully healthy.
He's had a recurring bad ankle.
And
Turner Corcoran's banged up, will play, though. I imagine it'll be Pritchett on the left side and Corcoran on the right.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. So you're right, but Spindler's banged up. Rocco's banged up. No, I don't know how that affects him, though. I think he seemed okay. But they're a little banged up. They're a little banged up. He's not walking into a bad situation. No, they're not that banged up, Jake. I mean, he's got his full complement of receivers. They should be okay. It's just, I don't know. I mean, how does he look? I know he looks good in flashes, TJ Latif. I'm just interested in the totality. How does he handle the totality of the experience? When you're the guy, it's way different than coming in for spot duty against Houston Christian. It's a way different world now.
How is
he over the course of the day, the entire day?
And then what does the game plan change for UCLA as they're watching that game? The whole staff's watching, all their players are watching. All of a sudden, oh, Raiola just got hurt. And then they see the new quarterback come in, and you're watching as a defensive staff. And all of a sudden, Sunday morning, you got the film and you're going through. It's like, okay, a lot of stuff that we were doing and planning on, we're going to do stuff. Maybe do they change? Or they just say, we're going to play this status quo. We do this. We play 4-3, cover 4. We play this. We play this. Or is it going to be like, hey, we have a whole different package? Because when we would play, myself would play at different times, a team like this, you had a different package in to say, hey, this is built to stop his game. So what does UCLA do? Do they all of a sudden go, nope, we've been practicing. We're good with what we have. We have to be able to do this. This is what we're doing. Or do they say, hey, we got to do something here. We got to do this. Because I know this, USC was not prepared for him to come in the game. They were not prepared for him to come in the game. Some of the plays that they ran, that they were not prepared to do that. And you saw his ability down to run the football. And just imagine now with a little more confidence to it. And USC is not a great defense. UCLA is way below USC. Not even close. The numbers say it. And so he's playing a way less defense on this next round.
Would you almost prefer that he's not going home? Or does that even matter? He's kind of going home.
Good question. I don't think too much of it, but if someone said, what would your choice be?
Rutgers.
I would rather have him going to Rutgers, or I'd rather have him playing at home, probably, because the one thing right away it's going to be, okay, we need, you know, we need like We need like 60 tickets.
I know
now.
That's what
need
I'm talking
this
about.
Going on there. Is right. there any more pressure to it? But most guys just go play, so I don't see much okay. to it. But
I
yeah,
want to make them
yeah, you'd much rather play Rutgers because Rutgers isn't as good as UCLA. So it'd be they're not, Ooh. And they're terrible on defense.
They are really
Rutgers
bad.
Is Rutgers really bad. Is really, they are really bad.
Terrible defense
like that. But the numbers say like I said, you pull up their numbers on UCLA. It's astounding. And look who they've played. I mean, it's like the first yeah. they should have won. I mean, it's not a tough roster. I mean, tough games that they've had. They're UNLV and New Mexico, and they're getting beat up by those guys.
And don't forget, again, they've changed since then, but they gave up 296 rush yards to New Mexico in a 35-10 loss. Now, Deshaun Foster's gone. It's a different team. They've played better, but that happened. 296 rush yards allowed to New Mexico. That happened. Yes. So they are 124th in the country against the run at 195.5 yards allowed per game.
It's hideous. Advantage Nebraska has a better roster, and I know that they have a very talented quarterback. That hasn't played great. He's played good, but could he have a breakout game? He sure could. He has a kind
it just
of
went on that 3-game win streak that gets your attention.
But we went through the running backs. Nico has the most yards, but if you go back to that Penn State game when they beat. They won like 42-37. They had like 260 rush yards against Penn State. So they had, what, four or five guys effectively running the ball. No one blows you away in terms of having a 1,000-yard back. But they have three or four guys that are capable of being decent runners. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They went to Michigan State and won by 25.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was. They went out there and
see how much the Indiana
the Maryland
game
affected
them.
Maryland.
They tied it late and then held them. Then they had a big run, I believe. Looks like the game is going to go to overtime, and they beat him in regulation.
That was in Pasadena. Yes. Then Google me whooped him, ran for three. My God, did he get into like the 370s or something?
They rushed for 370?
Something like that. It was way up there in the threes. Google me's rushed for 300-plus five times this year.
They scored 54 times.
Hey, keep praising Google me. Come on, keep going. What else
they're
you got?
They're hammering teams on the ground. That's five 300-plus rushing games.
And this is a team we're talking about potentially the first overall pick at quarterback, and they're running the ball like that.
That helps.
They're so good.
That helps Fernando.
Yeah, they're so good.
Google. Oh, good God, Jake.
Hey, we'll talk about them at 8 o'clock in the power ratings.
Yeah,
we are.
Oh, power ratings.
It's coming up.
Spreadsheets.
Yeah. Our Sioux Falls listener will have, I think it's Lori in Sioux Falls.
Lori in Sioux Falls, have your spreadsheet ready. Can't wait. I had several people I talked to this weekend that said they're we just love the power ranking. For some reason, the Big Ten power rankings for the stool has reached epic.
Saddle up.
It's coming up soon.
Yep.
When we come back, though, it's time for NFL Week 9 winners and losers next on Early Break on the Ticket.